This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert, and he is joining us from the general manager's meetings. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I'm just getting ready to take over my new job, and I have to inform everybody that I am the new pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, boy.
So
it's bound to happen.
I'm also looking for another job in the meantime, because I know it's not going to last very long. No, it's an interesting dynamic going on with what Mr. Epstein, Mr. Hoyer expect from their coaching staff. You know, there have been a lot of changes. In one area, I admire the fact that they don't accept the fact that mediocrity comes out of certain areas of the team, and they're willing to make change. And the other, you know, sometimes you wonder what exactly they're looking for.
Well, Bruce, connect the dots, though, because, look, Theo says to you guys last night that the problem with the season wasn't the pitching. It was the second half. The offense stopped working. And then he says he can't comment on Jim Hickey's future. If he can't comment on it, who can?
Well, it's true. And the fact is that there's a disconnect there that we don't know about, whether it's Hickey wanting out and asking for time to find another job, or the fact that Theo and Jed in the front office are looking to shake things up and open things up after Joe's next year. The conjecture, of course, is that you align Jim Hickey, who worked 8 years with Joe in Tampa, straight up with Joe. And even though he has 2 years left in a contract, you want the flexibility and the freedom to move on from there if it's not working. So there's a lot of moving parts here. We should have an answer from Epstein, he said, soon, whatever that means. But in the meantime, we can only look at it and say, will he be back? He's still under contract. And are they allowing him to look for another job, or is there going to be a reassignment? We don't know those answers yet, but you can conjecture away, because of the fact is that they're not willing to name their coaching staff right now, other than Anthony Iaposi, the new hitting coach, and their bench coach at this point. So that's about it. The rest we don't know about.
How does this reflect on Joe? I mean, if you're trying to get rid of Joe, get rid of his friends.
Well, it's as Theo said to us, here in San Diego, why be punitive? There's no way that he wants to be. If they don't want him, is $6 million really going to make the difference paying it now or paying it in May or June if the team isn't off to the right start and they make a change then? I think that Theo talked yesterday about how he expects a different Joe Maddon, a guy that's more hands-on, that works with the coaches personally, doesn't just trust the coaches to do what he and the coaches talk about, but a more hands-on approach with the players. So from that perspective, he sounded enthused about Joe accepting this challenge from their conversations. And as he also said, he said that Joe said, hey, contract's a contract, I'm ready to go, and I'm looking forward to 2019. Now, what is just rhetoric, what is just politics, and what is real, we will find out.
That's interesting, Bruce. It's fascinating to think that you're counting on a 65-year-old proven World Series-winning manager to change because he has to change. If I'm Joe Maddon, I'm playing along, and I'm saying the right things. I just don't know how much you can really expect somebody to change at that point of their life or that point of their career. So I mean, I don't know that I'm buying all of that.
Yeah, it's just a challenge. I think that Epstein's challenging everybody in the organization, including himself. Now, you might say that, maybe that's not true. He's just challenging everyone else, and he's disappointed in the rest. But I think he's trying to wake himself up too, and saying that maybe we all got complacent here over the last couple of years, that there's games that we blew that we should have won, that there's batting practice that we should have taken for everybody that we didn't take. That there was, maybe some drills that should have been done by the whole team rather than individuals working with coaches. So I think you're just going to see a more generic approach to baseball technique next year that the Cubs allowed individuals to work on in the past. And I think some of that freedom we all believe was the success of the Cubs, is that Joe trusted his players. He trusted his coaches. He treated them like men, and that allowed them to seek their own talent by individual instruction with coaches. Now I think you're going to see a more complete approach to team batting practice and team drills during the season.
When we start talking about the difference in this team from one year to the next, we're concentrating a lot here on the coaching staff. What about players? Do you get the sense that they are not shoppers, that any improvement will come from within?
Well, I think that the one thing they don't want to do is move players when they're at their low level of people looking at having a bad year. Schwarber hitting 200 with men in scoring position. Contreras, hitting 10 home runs after 21. I mean, they don't want to put some of these guys out on the marketplace and get 30 cents on a dollar. So from that perspective, I think they want to add. They want to put that bullpen back together again. Maybe even add another starting pitcher along the way for depth. But in reality, I think other than adding a middle infielder to fortify what maybe Addison Russell won't be able to do because he might not be on the team, and the fact that Ben Zobrist is 38 years old in the last year of a contract, I think those are some of the areas they're going to address here.
You know, Bruce, you were there yesterday. Scott Boras talked about the beginning of Harper's Bazaar, and nobody sells it better than Scott Boras in terms of
agents.
No
one writes down more good ad libs than Boras.
Absolutely, good material. What does it really mean, though? He talked about the market for Bryce Harper emerging, and some people have estimated it even north of $300 million. He referenced the Cubs and White Sox as teams who are going to have their own broadcast networks, and that may be in using how Bryce Harper could drive ratings. What did you make of all that, and where do you think Harper ends up landing?
I don't know, but I think the one thing the Cubs have to worry about is that if he ends up about 320 miles south in St. Louis, because that seems to be the team that has a lot of money marked for a marquee player, going down the road. And that Central Division seems to be, to me, as the season ended up, to be the most competitive in baseball. I mean, Pittsburgh eventually finished over 500. The Cardinals were over 500. Milwaukee won the division. Cubs were second. So I think you have to worry about what's going on in your division as well. That doesn't mean you're spending $350 million because you're afraid that the Cardinals are going to get them. What it says is that you better make sure that you have enough firepower. And you asked me before about the responsibility of the team knowing that the players are putting out a lot. They have to be the best scouts about their own players going into this offseason, making sure that they know what exactly they have there and what to expect. Is it a disappointing season on the coaches, or again, back to what you asked, is it on the players, and are they maybe overrated compared to what they thought they were going to be a couple of years ago?
The White Sox have made a lot of noise. There's just a lot of rumors about various players. Apparently they're going to sign 7 or 8 guys to $300 million deals. What is the reality of their proposed spending spree?
Pitching, starting pitching and bullpen. Being able to fortify those young pitchers and get good outcomes as they approach winning. There's not that on and off button from winning to losing or losing to winning. And they need to bring in more guys like James Shields who are better at what they do. Shields was great as far as leadership goes, knowing how to win. Doesn't have the stuff he used to have before. So a better version of James Shields on the field. Somebody like Jay Happ is somebody that they're seeking to kind of lead their rotation with a veteran who has better results and rebuild that bullpen, which is horrendous. They need to go out there and get two or three really good bullpen guys, because you don't want the Giolitos, Lopez's, the Cease's eventually getting up there, pitching six good innings and having the bullpen blow it. That, you know, it's demoralizing, doesn't get them where they want to go, and they have to start inching toward understanding how to win games and get a winning mentality. You know, when you look at the White Sox and how many years in a row they've lost, and you see Jose Abreu going into his walk year after signing a six-year, $68 million contract and never playing on a team that was over 500. You know, those are things that you have to work towards. You can't just say, we got a bunch of good players now, and now we're going to win. It's a mentality that you have to build towards. So they need some veteran help in the starting rotation, bullpen help as well, going forward here. Position player-wise, I think, you know, you're going to see, you know, Eloy coming up here in April. You might be seeing the Moncada moving to third base. That's a possibility. Leaving room for Madrigal, who is their number one pick this year, within a year to show up. That's the plan for the White Sox right now. But they want to get better, and they can't just do that knowing that they have good young players coming. They have to get some veterans in there to lead.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Bruce.
All
right, guys. Have a great day.
Safe travels.
That's Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.